paranormal perception is conjured by the Audio Wizards at 22 Creations Multimedia LLC and sponsored by Paralink.com, Alien Soda Company, and CoffinCove.com. Keep listening to find out more about each of them. Welcome to Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel. This is the home of OC Paracon and not the same old paranormal.
What does not the same old paranormal sound like?
UAPs, cryptids, folklore and urban legends,
glitches in the Matrix,
prophecies, your ghost stories, and even paranormal films. That's what not the same old paranormal sounds like.
This is the world that you know.
This is Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel and featuring Crystal Arona. A different perception begins now. Welcome back to Paranormal Perception. Today I have a major announcement concerning OC Paracon. I'll get to that later. First, we're all going to head into a triage. A paranormal triage. No, really. Well, you'll hear about that in a moment. Now that we're seeing Spirit Halloween stores start to open up, yeah, finally, or at least the signs going up, don't you wish there was a place where you could go to learn where are they all going to be? Or where Halloween decorations are out for sale already? Or, especially, where are the first haunts of the year popping up? Well, there is a place, and it's called Paralinked. But it's not just for Halloween posts, although you're going to be seeing a lot of those for obvious reasons pretty soon. It's the only paranormal networking site made by paranormal enthusiasts for paranormal enthusiasts. Think of it as the LinkedIn for the paranormal community, hence the name Paralinked. Except everything on Paralinked is free, and it always will be. Create a free account today and start meeting fellow paranormal enthusiasts, share stories, videos, EVPs, pictures, anything paranormal with a paranormal crowd. Visit Paralink.com today.
This is Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel.
So I wasn't kidding when I said we're going to be going into a paranormal triage. We're about to do that right now, but you don't need to go anywhere. Paranormal Triage is a new investigative group in Shasta County. It was founded by Brenda and Ryan Woods, and they both join me now in Paranormal Perception. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Henry.
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for coming on. So let's learn about you guys. Let's start actually with the question that probably everybody's asking as soon as I mentioned you guys. Paranormal Triage, that's the name. Why triage? Why Paranormal Triage?
It's kind of weird. Both of us are in the first responder world as our daily live jobs, we're looking for kind of a catchy name, something that would sound good, that kind of makes sense to us. And that's kind of what happened. Triage means to sort. So we're kind of thinking of like, hey, we'll do some investigations and kind of figure out like the level of paranormal activity there and kind of rate it. But it's not really what we're doing. It's just kind of turned out to be a good name.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's catchy. One, I like it. And now that you explained it, it actually makes sense. But that also leads me to another question that I'm sure everybody's asking now that they hear that. And I don't want to spend too much time on it. I'm sure if you do, first of all, have either of you experienced anything paranormal while on duty?
So I can kind of speak to that. It wasn't on duty. I had ran a call, and it was a traffic collision that involved a moped, and some kids got injured, and one actually passed away from his injuries. So that night when I went home, he actually came to visit me in my house. So, it was kind of a stressful day because those calls are always stressful. And, I went to kind of kick back, was sitting on my bed and kind of closed my eyes. And for some reason, I opened my eyes and there was this big black mass in front of my face, and it scared me. And I jump up, I turn the lights on, there's nothing in my room. And so then I plug a nightlight in because now I'm like all freaked out. And this is before we even considered ghost hunting. I wasn't really a believer yet. So then I lay back down, and then I had some pillows kind of in front of my face, and I was kind of sat up on my headboard of my bed. And as soon as I closed my eyes, something came like an open hand and smacked my pillow, and I could hear it. And I can feel it. And this cold wind went across my face, and I kind of equated it to this kid because he had sat on my couch before. He was friends with my kids. So, and then it never happened again. So that's kind of what sparked my interest in kind of then about going, yeah, maybe there's something more than just us. But then I left it alone for a long time. So for me, that was my first experience just from the job aspect of it.
Yeah, well, that's usually where I start with the when I have the guests on it is with that. But now, let me get back to that one a second, because you did say that you were a skeptic, you didn't really believe. So that would be the next obvious question is for the two of you. When did you guys start? When and how did you guys start having an interest or believing that, I will say, in the paranormal?
For me, it was some experiences that you just kind of chalk up to maybe that's in my head. And then we lived in a really old house that was on a ranch, and some very specific experiences that happened there. And at that moment, I was a believer that there's something else out there. Not sure what it is. I still don't know if I completely understand what it is today, but that's the moment that made me believe. And that was, 10 years ago, something like that?
10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll always say, spoiler alert, we're not supposed to learn, so it's okay that you don't know. We're not supposed to know until we get over there on the other side. For you, Brenda, I mean, was it that experience, or was it something else that got you interested in the paranormal?
You know, I think back then, like you say, you just chalk that up to your imagination, but I had experienced things my whole life. You know, I've heard voices, see shadows in the distance, you know, enough to where I would get up and go look, and it would kind of freak me out, and I'd be like, well, that's just my imagination. So then I guess to start actually wanting to know more, I think happened during the lockdown. You know, everybody got bored. We all started watching shows and doing this and doing that, and just watching other people's experiences and hearing their stories. Or, you know, it was like, yeah, maybe there's something more to this and I want to know more. So then we bought cameras and started goofing around, and then it kind of got real.
Spiraled from there.
Yeah, it got pretty real pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually, I was going to ask you, you say you're an investigative team. Did you, take any lessons how did you know what to do to investigate?
We didn't. We just bought some cameras.
We didn't. This is learn as you go. You know, it's actually pretty typical in the industry we're in. Yeah, everyone goes through their initial training to get in, you know, work on an ambulance or a fire engine, but it's on the job training. So we just kind of went with that and ran with it. And we've learned a lot in a short amount of time, and we still have a lot more learning to go.
Okay, couple things, two-parter here. The first, now that you've gone through that, would you suggest anybody listening to you right now and say, you know what, I'm just going to pick up a camera and I'm going to start hunting ghosts? What do you say, yes, no, or learn something before they go out and do it?
I don't think you should just pick up anything and do something like that, because it's like that whole unknown. You really don't know what playground you're playing in until you're in it and you're like, oh my God. But no, I think you need to really like understand what you're choosing to do, because like we said, oh, we don't want to do something fun. This will be a hobby. We watch all these shows. This will be exciting. And, you know, maybe we'll throw a little history into it and bring that about, and then we'll put a paranormal twist on it. But then as we were getting into it, it just got more serious. We started catching things in the camera, and not having that knowledge to decipher, is this real or not real, kind of got us in a little bit of trouble. Not bad trouble, but enough to make us kind of take a step back and go, you know, this can't just be a hobby. You can throw that word into it, but you have to take it on a serious note, because like I said, you open doors up that you don't understand. So,
and it's not about knowing what it is or trying to find out what's out there. It's about, you can't just pick up a camera and go for it if you have no idea what you're doing, which is what we did, but we're learning, and we figured out that you have to have an understanding of what you're doing, because you don't want to do something wrong. Because that could be bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would add in a respect, not just an understanding, but a respect for what it is, because, if it's human spirits, remember, they were people too. They're not physical people, but they were people too. So the way you treat people in real life, treat them that way too. If it's not something human, then yeah, you better have a respect for it, because it's something that's been around long before us. The second part actually to that question that I was asking you is, from your very, very, very first investigation, whatever you consider your first one, What do you remember from the what was, I guess, officially your first investigation?
So our official investigation was Cottonwood, California. So there's a lot of history about Cottonwood that we actually didn't know about. You know, other people had written stuff about how Cottonwood came about and talked about how humble it was. And it was definitely not humble beginnings. You know, a lot of Indian tribes were wiped out. There was a lot of death and war and just a lot of bad stuff happening. So in just picking that camera up, we had friends that go, hey, we have friends that want you to come investigate their house. But, you know, the one area they have said, well, we had an Indian guy come and he cleansed the house. And, you know, after we said, yes, we would do it, then we got to thinking about it. It was like, you know, if they clean this house and we go in there and we mess in it, you know, what are we going to bring back? So we didn't do much in that side of it. But then we went to this other building that they let us investigate. This is a guy that ran. This is an old part of Cottonwood that's still standing, you know, the first original buildings. And the building that we investigated was an old hotel annex. And, the settlers would come and they would stay there and they would bring the ladies of the night, you know, up the back stairs to do business with them. And, you know, so that's, we just thought that was kind of interesting. And so when we did that investigation, we did catch some stuff in our cameras. We got some voices. I didn't know we got those till like weeks later because we just took the stuff home and we didn't listen to it for a minute. And then one day I had the time to actually sit and go through recordings and yeah, we got some stuff. So
I think our biggest thing that we learned from that would be to really understand your equipment. You can practice with it at home all day long. You can learn how to touch all the buttons when it's dark and know how to do all those things, you know, kind of like your hands-on kind of monkey skills of running a camera. People can learn, but when you're in the midst of an investigation, it's a totally different world. And that's what we didn't know. Batteries and all the tech stuff that you think you've got figured out when you're playing with in your living room, it never works that way when you actually go do your first investigation. So that was our biggest thing that I noticed on that. And then, yeah, we did capture some things, but we didn't realize what we captured until long after reviewing that footage because we were just kind of ignorant to what we were doing at the moment.
Yeah, we were just excited that somebody actually was going to let us come investigate. Like, oh my God, somebody said yes. So we were like on it, like, you know, like flies. But yeah, it was definitely an eye opener.
From how many investigations have you done, would you say, from the first one to now?
That wasn't in our house?
Yeah. We're a unique story because we've done a lot within our own house. So, I mean, I don't know if you can lump it into one big investigation or what, but what is it like? What, four or so?
I think we've done four.
Yeah, four other properties that were not our house.
Yeah.
Well,
we do have a couple more coming up.
Where I was going with that is from, have you two seen a progression in knowledge and, you know, everything? It should, I hope. Yeah, not just with investigating everything that we do. We hope that when we start something new, by the third, fourth time we do it, we might be a little bit better than the first time we did it. So that's what I'm saying is, have you guys seen some improvement in your investigation techniques since the first one?
I would say that there is definitely improvement. Is it perfect and how we want it? No. That's still to come. But knowledge with the equipment and a better understanding of kind of a cycle or flow of how to do that investigation, I think it's better now than it was. We've definitely learned. We still have a lot of learning to go.
The one thing that I picked up out of this whole experience is, so now I've been told I'm an empath or a highly sensitive person. I didn't know what those feelings were then. So I'm starting to get a better understanding now. I've got a couple of books I'm reading. But I always know when there's going to be energy in a room. And I really didn't understand this. Like, I walk into one room and it's nothing. I'll go to another room and I get dizzy and I'm like, yeah, there's something here. And then we, lo and behold, get something that we think is a light anomaly or an orb. And then, you know, I'm reading books on orbs. So that's a pretty interesting, you know, rabbit hole to go down. So I learned a lot about just myself. I'm still learning and I have a lot more questions because that's not something that, you're like, oh, I'm an empath now, and now I have all these abilities. That doesn't work like that either. It's very confusing, and it can be very emotional. So,
at I think you can add mind reading, because I was about to ask that. In these investigations, have either of you discovered any psychic or medium abilities? But apparently, yes, for Brenda. Yeah. How about you, Ryan? Anything for you?
No, I have not received any special gifts. I guess I could say that I've been able to kind of share in Brenda's gift to the point to where, I can kind of pick up on her body language and kind of understand. I will never understand how she's feeling or what's going through her head, but I can see the changes and can pick up on that a lot more than I was able to before.
Yeah. Yeah. The co-empath, I guess. I think we just made up a word, so trademark to us. No, but you mentioned something, Brent, a minute ago, that during the lockdowns, the pandemics, and we've talked about that year of 2020. We all remember that year, but we talked about it with a lot of the guests on Paranormal Perception, how, and especially after, I call it a great awakening, where a lot of people awaken, not just to their psychic abilities, but also to just everyday life. A lot of people left their jobs, as you probably know. A lot of you listening probably know someone or a lot of someones that left their job because shutting down for that time gave everybody a chance to pause and say, wait a minute, why am I working for somebody else? I can go to work for myself. So a lot of that happened. There was a lot of investigation. And I've also talked about with other guests about how during the pandemic, unfortunately, because there were a lot of deaths associated with it, like 9/11, back then, a lot of people turned to spirituality, some religion, because they wanted to know, especially with COVID, people dying, wondering, is it going to get me? Is this how I go? Yeah. And they started wondering, if it is there something waiting for me? What's waiting for me on the other side? So that's what sparked that interest. So yeah, I saw a lot of teams come out of the pandemic, investigative teams. Now, having said that, for you two, Paranormal Triage, what makes Paranormal Triage stand out from other investigative groups that are out there?
I think from the beginning of all this, we thought we were going a certain direction. But now what makes us different is we want to find out history beyond just what we know today. Like, you can pick up a book and read it, and it only goes so far. And that I have a hard time with that because it's the way the stories are told. And I'm not saying what's written is right or wrong. I just want to know more for me. And our group is, like any group, is pretty diverse. I mean, as far as our knowledge, we all kind of come from a little bit different backgrounds, but we all grew up in Shasta County. We're pretty deep rooted here. So, and we all have different contacts and different people who have different stories that want to share. So it kind of brought us all together, even though we don't hang out on a regular basis, but we all have this, curiosity of what more is out there than just what we thought we were going to do, if that makes sense.
One of the things that kind of comes to my mind, what makes us different is you had mentioned about how a lot of people kind of turn to spirituality because of all the kind of chaos during the lockdowns and stuff. What makes Brenda and I kind of unique and different to that is the job that we do, fire and EMS work for many, many years. We deal with that death and all of that stuff on a regular basis long before the pandemic. The spirituality thing has always been there for us. And it kind of turned into more of a, we know we're not going to find all the answers when it comes to spirituality and what spirits want to say or tell us or what the end results are without going there someday. But I think more of it is, what's the unwritten history that's not in the books, and how can the spirits and all of the different paranormal activity, not just spirits, but just paranormal activity in general, what can they teach us about these areas that it hasn't already been written?
Yeah, I like that, actually. I like what both of you are saying. A wise medicine man once told me, think beyond written history, is what I'm hearing. So, for right now, is it just you two on a team, or do you have other team members?
No, there's two others that are regular with us when we go out, and then one of our, I guess that would be our fifth person, depending on her schedule, she comes sometimes, but there's four of us that go on these investigations. when we go out.
Yeah, we're kind of like the main, and we've got two others that are always there, and then kind of a couple part-time investigators, I guess.
And the investigations, do they stay within Shasta County, or do you go outside of the county?
Well, we've been mostly in the county this far because that's where we wanted to do it in Shasta County where we live. Because you hear so much of, you know, these investigations elsewhere, we wanted to keep it local. But we are kind of spreading our wings a little bit. You know, we're going to go to some other places just to see and compare and, you know, see how that goes. But we'd like to stay here because there's a lot of history here to be told.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with the area. I used to not live there specifically, but, you know, back in Northern California. So, I'm pretty familiar with the area. Now, this one, there's no wrong answer. Don't put financial anything, no numbers, nothing on it. This is just for you two. If it's the same, it is. If it's different, it's different. What, for both of you, what would be your, let's say, top four bucket list locations that you would want to investigate?
Wow, that's a tough question. There's a lot of cool places that I would, you know, if I just had an unlimited budget that I would want to go to.
I think for me, I would, not any specific facility, but I would like to go to a sanatorium because in my own life, you know, there's been some mental illness in my family and some things that we've had to deal with in the last few years that were pretty eye-opening. And there was a lot of stuff I didn't know about, you know, psych wards and, you know, the state hospitals and stuff like that. And, you know, I think that would be kind of one of my bucket lists, just out of curiosity. You know, I want to hear their stories and see how they line up with, you know, how our life has been the last few years. So, but I don't think I have a specific one.
If I had to put a pin on one, I would say Alcatraz because it's got both the military history in its inception and then all of the prison stuff, and then it kind of mixes in a lot of the mental health because that kind of is mixed into that early prison and military history because it all that overlaps, and that would be probably one of my top places that I would want to spend some time at.
I can tell you, Ryan, having lived there, it is very, very haunted there. There's some areas even of Alcatraz, and I've talked about on the shows before, that the public isn't allowed to go into. What the public explanation is, it's under construction or it's too dangerous. The real explanation, the paranormal explanation, I should say, is because that's where the really, well, at least one that I know of, dark entity supposedly is there. And it does get physical. It scratches people, pushes people. So that's part of the reason why the public isn't allowed on tours, to that section. So yeah, I used to live there. Like I said, I went there only once, and that was when I was, you know, it's kind of like now I live in Anaheim and I've learned, and I am like that also. You drive by Disneyland every day. It's just there. Kind of the same thing when you're in San Francisco, you see the Golden Gate Bridge, you see the cable cars, you see Alcatraz, and it's just there until you no longer live there. And then it's like the song, you don't know what you got till it's gone. So you realize, I should have gone to Alcatraz, but too late now. So for you guys, we are in late August. I don't even have the calendar in front of me. Going into the spooky, our favorite time of the year. I always say that. Do you have any investigations coming up around October or even after October?
We do. We actually have one. We have a lot of little towns that sit on the outside of Shasta County. It's still Shasta County, but they're all... So this was a huge mining area. Like everybody, the gold rush. You know, everybody came here to get gold, and that's how all this stuff started. They built a Shasta Dam, which provides water for everybody down south. So there's a little town called French Gulch, and the original hotel is still there and still running. They are in the process of remodeling. So we finally went out there and had a talk with the owner, and he's really cool. And he said, when it cools off in October, you can come investigate. Because I think they had some people come out one time, but they said they didn't do much. But the employees there definitely confirmed that there's something going on in there. So we're trying to dig up history on it, which is really hard. You know, I know originally the French came and built that town. So that's why it's called French Gulch.
Yeah.
So that's currently what we have on the calendar for local
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be in October. We don't have a specific date yet because there's still some logistics that have to play into all of this, which every investigation is logistics first. So, but yeah, we're really looking forward to that because, again, that's kind of like what we're into. It's the history, what was there before, small town. So we're looking forward to it.
And kind of to step back a little bit when you said, what did I learn? You know, I think it took me a long time to wrap my head around the paranormal because it was a spiritual thing for me. Like, I was kind of at battle. Is this a godly thing to do or an ungodly thing to do? Am I not supposed to be doing these things? But, you know, that curiosity is still there. So I really battled with that, you know. So you got to really be right with your whatever your higher power is, you know, because you'll struggle.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We talk about grounding yourselves before an investigation, after an investigation. That's what it takes at any medium, any psychic, any investigator, any professional investigator. That's the first thing they'll tell you is your faith has to be strong. John Zaffis has been here on the show many times, and I've asked him directly. You know, there's people that, you know, they're atheists. I don't believe in anything. What about them? Basically, he said, well, they gave me two answers. One answer was, There's no atheist in foxholes. The other one was, well, if you don't believe in anything, SOL. You all know what that means. Yeah. So yeah, but no, you're right. You're absolutely right, Brenda, about that. Your faith has to be strong. Now, I don't want to flood you guys with requests from everywhere, but are you actively looking to add new team members?
Yeah, we're always reaching out, you know, but like I said, when we started this, you know, like everybody wanted to come and hang out with us for a night or do this. And we were like, yeah, come on, come do that. But then when we realized this is serious, we're pretty specific to who we let come now, because like I said, it's not just a hobby. There's more to it. And if you don't know how to fix things, you know, cleanse yourself, whatever, close the door that you might have opened and we're still learning about that. So we're not wanting to put anything on anybody else. But yeah, absolutely, we're trying to open that door. It's hard to make connections here. I'm not sure why, but I think we'll get there. But yeah, we're always open. You know, we have our page and stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, say again, you're reading my mind. No, but that's where I was going. But I like that. I like, you're being responsible, seriously. You know, because it is serious. Yes, it's fun meeting new people, meet people that have an interest in the paranormal like we do. It's fun meeting you, like I met you two. But yeah, you know, you have to take it seriously when you go out there on an investigation. Yeah, you want to know, you're curious, but you got to be careful because you never know what's out there. Might not be, like I said a couple of times, I think in this interview, they might not be human. I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, you mentioned the Facebook group. So how do people get a hold of you there?
You can search Facebook for Paranormal Triage, or you can search Brenda Ryan. It'll come up that way. And yeah, shoot us a message on there.
Or, like always, I'll make it easy for everybody. Click on their name. It'll take you right there. You're welcome. Make it easy for all of you. So Brenda, Ryan, thanks a lot for coming on. I have a feeling I'm going to have you back again. In fact, I am. I'm going to give you an invitation now. The Halloween episode is always the listeners, or sometimes the guest experiences or ghost stories. It's become a huge hit. So I'm going to invite you now if you have a ghost story, an experience, and I'm sure you do, share it with us there, and we'll play it back on the Halloween episode. So for sure, we'll hear you then. But thanks again for coming on, and you know, like I said, I'll say goodbye for now because we're here, but I'll also say we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks. All right.
Paranormal Perception.
Pay attention. Crystal Arona is about to share words of wisdom. Inspiration. Warning. Exactly what you need to hear. Let's visit Crystal's world exclusively on Paranormal Perception.
Hi everyone, happy Friday. Get your papers and pens ready. I'm back with more magical tips for summer love. Freya, Venus, and Aphrodite are all three goddesses of love, or which represent love. And Fridays are ruled by Venus, the planet, which also rules over beauty, love, and sensuality. So if you're into or interested in doing energy work for any of that stuff, Friday would be the best day for that. When I speak of energy work to be done on Fridays, I like to give a quick mention of the Greek goddess Aphrodite, who is identified with both Venus and Freya as a love goddess who is recognized on Fridays just because of that common connection. It can get confusing, and I'm definitely not saying that one of these love goddesses is better than the others, but I do want to share personally, whenever I do my work on Fridays for love, I associate that with the planet Venus and the Roman goddess Venus, as well as Freya, the Norse goddess who Fridays are actually named after. I know this is a lot of info, but bear with me because I am going to give you guys some information that you can use for your magic work on Fridays. This is just like the Cliff's Notes of Friday love goddesses. And I'm going to share some tips for tapping into this Friday magic for your love life. Of course, first of all, to enhance your experience, you can always find guided meditations on YouTube to connect with each of these goddesses. Remember that Friday is the perfect day for performing love and beauty magic, or just drawing that energy in towards you. This also goes for self-care, fertility, friendships, and sexuality. Intentions to focus on are love, attraction, creativity, harmony, happiness, romance, and improving all relationships. If you work with candles, the best colors to use for Friday magic would be shades of red and pink. Listen to last week's episode to review the colors for love energy. I wish I could stay and talk more about this, guys, but I think you pretty much get the idea. To learn more, visit my Instagram. Have fun working with your Friday love magic with Venus, Freya, and Aphrodite. And until next time, have a magical day.
Follow Crystal Arona on Instagram, crystals_world. Crystal will be back next week for another journey through Crystal's world, exclusively on Paranormal Perception.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Alien Soda Company. I don't think I've mentioned it. Obviously, they're the sponsor for Paranormal Perception. You've been hearing them for a while now. But I don't think I've mentioned that they're also an OC Paracon sponsor, meaning you're going to see them at OC Paracon and you'll be able to get a lot of their merch at OC Paracon. You can get a jump on that and have all that merch first if you go to aliensodacompany.shop right now. They have a bunch of paranormal themed and pop culture themed items. It could be coffee mugs, shower curtains. They have t-shirts. They have Hawaiian shirts. They have all kinds of stuff. And if they don't, it's probably coming soon. They include new things on a pretty regular basis. And with Halloween coming up, the scary season, you can bet there's going to be a lot of spooky stuff coming to Alien Soda Company. AlienSodaCompany.shop is the website again. And just because you're a Paranormal Perception listener, use coupon code PERCEPTION at checkout. You're going to get 10% off your order. Coupon code PERCEPTION gets you 10% off your order. Like I said, be the first to have something that you'll probably see at OC Paracon, but wouldn't it be cool if you were the first to have it before everybody else sees it at OC Paracon? Go to aliensodacompany.shop. That's Alien Soda Company for all things out of this world.
If you're a fan of the paranormal world, then you'll love WLTK-DB Talk Radio. Talk shows bringing you the latest on everything paranormal, cryptozoological, metaphysical, true crime, psychic readings, and more. The truth is here and now on WLTK-DB Talk Radio at WLTKDB.com.
If this is your idea of paranormal,
come on! Oh my gosh!
Your perception is about to change. This is Paranormal Perception, not the same old paranormal.
I think that's been established for a while now. So let's wrap up the week, the episode with, like I said at the top, a big OC Paracon announcement. And that announcement is those little clips you just heard there, they're all going to be at OC Paracon. Now you know I'm kidding. It is a pretty big announcement about OC Paracon, seriously. You've heard me say a lot on the show and in conversation, those of you that know me, life gets in the way. Well, that's the case this time around. Also, real-world issues got in the way with, well, you'll see with what I'm about to tell you, and that is OC Paracon 2023 is canceled for this year. All I'm going to say is things that we were expecting to happen couldn't happen. Things that were this close to happening didn't happen either. So because of that, you know, a few things fell through and contractually we couldn't proceed with the OC Paracon. That's all I'm going to say. It's nothing bad, nothing terrible. It's just, like I said, reality sometimes hits us and it hit us this year. However, those of you that know me also know that the word no does not exist in my vocabulary. So OC Paracon 2023 won't be happening in person. But like in 2021, there will be a virtual OC Paracon 2023. So it is going to happen same weekend, October 6th through 8th. Go to our YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed, you better subscribe now or you're going to miss it. I'll have links on everything, our social media, our websites, on everything. In fact, on this show description, I'm going to have a link on there. So if you're not subscribed, you can subscribe. And there's not a lot of videos on there. I've been slowly transferring the person who was supposed to do it. They're going through health issues. So, you know, I'm not going to tell them, I don't care, put up the videos. So it falls on me and this is my fault. I'm putting OC Paracon together, now the virtual one. So I haven't been able to put up a lot of videos. There will be some up there, but for sure the weekend of October 6th through 8th, there will be a lot of videos, brand new ones, the panels, the virtual panels. And it's all the speakers that were already announced for OC Paracon. And I'm not going to say who they are right now. There are new panels that you're going to be able to watch. So OC Paracon is now a virtual OC Paracon. Same weekend, October 6th through 8th. You don't have to travel. You don't have to go anywhere. You just have to set some time aside to watch those panels. And they'll be good ones. Yet Patty Nagy will still be there. So will JM DeBoard. So will, you know, everybody. That, like I said, everybody that was going to be at OC Paracon, they'll still be there. You know what else is going to be there? The exhibitors. In fact, we got new exhibitors. I'm not limited by space at the hotel anymore. So now it is unlimited space. Exhibitors, a virtual exhibitor room, that's going to open up on Friday. So go to the website, ocparacon.com. Everything will be there. And yeah, the links to the YouTube also. So if you don't subscribe to the YouTube, that's okay. You don't have to, but you can watch them on ocparacon.com. Not sure how that works. You may need to have a subscription for YouTube. Maybe not. Maybe you can just watch it. Again, I'm not that savvy when it comes to social media and all that stuff, as many of you laugh at me for. But we'll figure it out that weekend. But main thing, big announcement, OC Paracon is now a virtual OC Paracon. Those of you that got your tickets, you already know this. We've contacted you. If you haven't heard from us, you will. By the end of today, you probably have by the time you're listening to this. If not, over the weekend, you will definitely hear from us. And you have a choice. You know what it is as far as tickets are concerned. I don't need to get into it here unless you bought tickets. Well, again, you'll know by email or we'll contact you very soon. Everybody else, now you really have no excuse not to go to OC Paracon because you don't have to go anywhere other than on your phone, on your device, on your TV, wherever you want to watch it. Gather your friends, gather family, gather anybody that loves paranormal stuff. Great way to start the spooky season. OC Paracon 2023, virtual now. So a virtual OC Paracon 2023 with the same speakers plus a few more added. I'll announce those next week. So there's a little hint of what I'm going to do next week. But as far as who I'm going to talk to or what I'm going to talk about, well, I don't know. It'll be a surprise. But come on back next week for a new perception of the paranormal, but of course, it won't be the same old paranormal.
Until that next time, you can follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, all under Paranormal Perception. The show's YouTube channel is at Paranormal Perception 2020. You'll find event coverage, interviews, and all OC Paracon footage there. Use Henry at paranormalperception.show to email about being a guest on the show, having Henry on your show, or any questions or comments about Paranormal Perception. Tell your friends about Paranormal Perception. You're ready, obviously, but are they ready for not the same old paranormal? Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel.
Paranormal Perception was produced by 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.